It is Friday, and Sean Ramaswamy is here, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast that really is a warm comfort on these winter, snowy, miserable, stay-indoors kinds of days. So what do you got for us this week, Sean, number one?
Have you seen 50 Shades of Grey yet, John?
No.
You're not going to go?
No.
My mom said I couldn't see it, so I'm waiting until she gives me the thumbs up.
Good. She's going to go first, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's been lots of like mashups of its trailers. There was 50 Shades of Gandalf the Grey. There's 50 Shades of Wayne, which mashes up the Christian Bale Batman trailers with the 50 Shades of Grey trailer. This week, I saw the best one I've seen yet, which is 50 Shades of Hutt.
What was he like? He was polite.
It's audio from the 50 Shades of Grey trailer laid over scenes of Jabba the Hutt's relationship with Princess Leia. And you have to check it out online because it's amazing. It's really unsettling, maybe that, even more than 50 Shades of Grey could ever dare to be.
On the Star Wars theme, number two?
Yeah, so while we're on Star Wars, this guy who was obsessed with Star Wars action figures as a kid, who goes by the Suck Lord, is this New York artist who makes bootleg action figures. So he takes pieces of different action figures and combines them and recasts them and remolds them. A Brooklyn filmmaker named Joey Garfield made a short about him. And it's really interesting because the guy's crazy. He's totally profane and a character and a half. And he has a lot to say about action figures and how sexual preferences should be better represented in action figures and what makes supervillains way more exciting than the superheroes.
Villains are just better. In a villain world, there is no such moral law that just exists by nature. If you can get away with it, then you get away with it. If you can live with it, then you get to live. And I just think that's how I like to think life really is.
It's a really great short. I would highly recommend watching it. 4 minutes of your life.
Number three.
Number three. Cameron Carpenter, you know him?
Cameron Carpenter, the bizarre organist.
The bizarre organist who I didn't know because he'd never become bizarre enough to, I guess, come across my transom. This is, again, a pipe organist who's like 33 years old. The video starts off with him ripping open his shirt in slow motion to reveal his impeccably toned torso and continues to get stranger and stranger for 6 minutes.
I feel high. I feel almost ecstatic. I'm elated. I'm also scared. It's frightening. It's monumental. It's just going to be beyond anything that I even could have told you about.
Cameron Carpenter is kind of a cross between an X Games skateboarder and Liberace. I think that's about right.
Who's really talented on the pipe organ.
Unbelievable on the pipe organ.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Number four.
Number four. Dave Chappelle once, with Charlie Murphy, made this great sketch about Prince challenging Charlie Murphy to a game of pickup basketball.
I remember that.
After which he made him pancakes to console him because Prince evidently thrashed him.
It wasn't even like it was close. It was a landslide victory.
Game. Blouses.
It all seemed kind of hokey, but this week we got a little more proof that this story might be absolutely true when a reporter at the Star Tribune tweeted out a photo from Bryant Junior High in which like a teenage prince with a giant afro at 5'2 is decked out in his basketball uniform with the team. And, you know, he was apparently really good at basketball. And I just see the photo alone needs to be seen. It's something that only the internet could give us.
Challenge Prince to a game of ball one-on-one. Challenge him!
Number five.
This week we got the ultimate breakdown of Total Eclipse of the Heart. It's 30 minutes long. It's by a superfan named Aaron Wilde who just sits at a keyboard and explains every last note of the song.
What Jim Steinman does, he takes this chord and he breaks it up by skipping the third, skipping the octave and going to the third up there, creating a very sparse version of B flat minor chord. And then walking it down to emphasize the third, to emphasize the minorness of that.
Pray that Aaron Wilde gets a life. Please pray for Aaron Wilde.
That was just a minute. There's 30 minutes more of it.
So you leave me with Total Eclipse of the Heart, which means that will be in my brain for the entire weekend. Sean,
you're welcome. Yeah,
thanks
no
so
problem.
Much. Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast that does things to your brain.
It snows.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you.